Hey, can I talk to you for a second? It's about the project. Thanks. I was hoping I could convince you to retract your proposal. No, listen. I know we don't exactly get along, and I know that this project is going to determine which one of us gets the promotion, but my proposal is better. You would admit it too if I weren't the one proposing it. It's the right call to make for the company. I think I might be able to convince the board of it too, but you'll be coming with such a detailed proposal again. So I've got no choice but to do the same if I want to stand a chance. But we're investing so much effort in preparing for this presentation to the board. Wasting time doing double work when there's tons of other stuff that also needs to be done. I'm working myself to the bone, and I know you are doing the same. And for what? It makes way more sense to work out one proposal and present that, and you know mine is the better one. So I would really like you to retract yours so we can go back to doing useful things. I suppose it was too much to hope for that you'd see reason. Then, will you at least take a break? Come on, you're so exhausted that you're not thinking straight anymore. I mean, look at you. You can barely keep yourself from nodding off. If you won't do it for yourself, then do it for me. Please. I know it's not rational, and I know a few minutes aren't going to matter when the meeting's more than a week away, but I can't rest, knowing that you'll still be slaving away while I do, and I really need a break. So why don't we both take one? Neither of us will be at a disadvantage that way. I'll even help you relax, if you want. I know we rarely see eye to eye, but in the end, both of us want what's best for the company. And right now, what's best for the company is for us to take a break. Put aside that mouse and keyboard, look away from that screen, and just relax for a while. Thank you. And I'll help you relax too, like I promised. For once in your life, stop arguing with me and let me do this for you. Good. Just sit back and let me show you something great. The thing that always helps me relax. And that I'm hoping will help you relax too, is to listen to all kinds of tiny little sounds. For example, the tapping of fingers on a desk, like this. Maybe you think it's silly now, but there are many people who like this kind of thing, actually. It's called ASMR, Autonomous Sensory Meridian Response, and it can really work wonders. Just give it a try, would you? Close your eyes and listen. Listen. This is nice, isn't it? There are quite a lot of sounds like this, sounds that have an especially calming effect, and different people prefer different sounds. Some really like the sound of shaking around in a bottle, for example. Just shaking gently, rattling it around. And for some, it's the sound of heels clicking on the floor. That relaxes them like nothing else. But personally, I prefer the more intimate sounds. Sounds that are made right next to your ears. I really like the crinkling sound of a crumpled paper ball, for example. When you just barely squeeze it, ever so gently. It's a soothing sound, isn't it? It relaxes me right away, too. Just keep listening and take a deep breath for me. In through your nose and out through your mouth. Very good. Breathe in and out. That's it. Breathe out all of your tension. Then simply listen. And maybe if you're one of those exceptionally lucky people, you'll start to feel a wonderfully tingly sensation on the top of your scalp right about now, moving down, down the back of your neck, and all the way down along your spine. But even if you don't feel anything at all, doesn't matter one bit. Because it still feels so very good to lie back, relax, and listen to the sounds I'm making for you. And you don't have to wonder about exactly what it is you're hearing. Simply notice how calm and relaxed these sounds make you feel. There are so many things that can make you feel good. You take a moment and really listen. Like the sound of someone gently blowing on your ears. Like this. Or the sound of a necklace gently clinking and jingling. But even something as simple as a soft, soothing voice talking directly into your ears can be so very nice to listen to. It's so wonderfully intimate, so very relaxing. And it doesn't matter what it is being said, or even if you understand the language at all. There's something about the sound of a voice speaking from so very close. Speaking so softly, so soothingly, that sets you right at ease. There's something about the closeness, the intimacy of it, that makes you feel safe and comfortable and so very relaxed. So relax and listen to my voice. Listen to me. Relax. And just let go. So how was it? Feeling more rested now? Don't mention it. It was just as much for my sake as it was for yours. But if you do want to thank me, hear me out. We don't have to be at odds all the time. I know you must be tired of fighting me. So very tired. Why don't we work on this project together? Share the load. Doesn't that sound so much better than slaving away on your own? Think about it. During the day, we could be in the same office, bouncing ideas off each other instead of bickering and competing all the time. We could accomplish so much if we pulled in the same direction. We'd spend the entire day working together and we'd actually be enjoying it for a change. And then at the end of the day, I would lean in and whisper into your ear. I'd say something like, "Thank you for your work. I appreciate it. But now it's time to relax and let go." And your eyes would unfocus and glaze over, and you'd melt into my voice. You would simply drift off, let go, and melt away. You enjoy it when I do this, don't you? When I whisper into your ears like this? I can tell. You're sensitive. So very sensitive. You know, if you agree to join forces with me, I'll do it whenever you want, for as long as you want. I could give you so many more moments like these. There's nothing you want quite as much, is there? You would do anything for it. Give me anything for it. Even that promotion. No. Look at me in the eyes and tell me that. Speechless? That's all right. I will do the talking. Just listen to me. I know you, maybe better than you know yourself. You don't want to take the lead. You only do it because you think you have to, but you really don't. You can let me take the lead and take more of a supporting role instead. It would make you so much happier. It would be so much more rewarding. I will give you what you really want and more. And all you have to do is drop your proposal and support mine. Still refusing, huh? You're just as stubborn as always. It doesn't matter. You won't be winning our competition anyway. Because I've got a secret weapon. Hypnosis. Mm-hmm. I'm already inside your head. And if you keep being so stubborn, I'll keep worming my way in, deeper and deeper, until you believe everything I say and do everything I tell you. You will end up dropping your proposal, you know. It's just a matter of when, and if, by some kind of miracle, you'd manage to hold out until the day of the meeting. After all, I'll just make you fall into a trance in the middle of your presentation. You couldn't stop me from doing it now, and you definitely won't be able to after another session or two. I'll just make a few innocent, idle little sounds while you're talking, ask you a couple of questions in a soft, soothing tone, and you'll be drifting off to dreamland. It won't be the best look for you. So make it easy on yourself. Stop wasting your time on pointless things and drop your proposal now. And swallow your damn pride too while you're at it. I know you're passionate about this project, so help me with it. I know some parts of you want to, deep down inside. It'll be worth your while too. You know how good I can make you feel. I promise you, if you do a good job of helping me, I'll make you feel so much better still. Look into my eyes, darling. Look deeply into my eyes. You will help me. You'll tell everyone that you're withdrawing your proposal, and you'll be assisting me instead, won't you? Good. Very good. I'm sure the project is going to be a massive success if we work on it together. And when they promote me for it, I'll be sure to give you proper credit. I will ask them to make you my assistant. You'll report directly and exclusively to me. And you will accept that position eagerly. We're going to do some excellent work together professionally. And in private, you'll get to be my pet. Something tells me you won't actually mind. That as much as you might have enjoyed working for yourself and competing with me, you'll be much happier serving me instead. It's funny. You've been such a thorn in my side. I thought you hated my guts. But you love it when I get this close and intimate with you. I bet it was what you were really after all along. My attention. Well, you got it. My complete and undivided attention. I like you better this way. I've been wanting you a little less combative for a while now. And you should know by now, I always get what I want. Yes, working together is definitely going to be a whole lot more enjoyable from now on. Wake. I'll let you get back to work. I do believe you have some emails to send. Talk to you later, pet.